Russian President Vladimir Putin has promised to work with the winner of Ukraine's rerun presidential election, no matter who it is. That's a change from his previous rhetoric. NPR's Daniel Shore sees it as part of increasingly close U.S.-Russian ties.
Things have not been going well between the United States and Russia. Presidents Putin and Bush have accused each other of meddling in Ukraine. Freedom House, which monitors the state of liberty around the world, has downgraded Russia from partly free to not free. The giant Yukos energy conglomerate, its chairman jailed by Putin's order, has seen its main oilfield assets stripped away in what appears to be a rigged auction, which is being challenged in a lawsuit in Houston. The White House has warned of a chilling effect on foreign, read American, investment in Russia. And yet Mr. Bush, at his year-end news conference on Monday, when asked whether Russia's behavior had chilled relations with the United States, went on at some length about maintaining this vital and important relationship. He recalled criticizing Putin's decision to make governors appointable rather than electable, but he emphasized his good personal relationship with the Russian president. They will meet in Slovakia, once under Soviet rule, in February during Mr. Bush's tour of NATO countries. The president said, "I'll continue to work with him in a new term." I was struck by the reference to new term, as though there would be something different from the first term. Mr. Bush seemed to be emulating President Reagan, who dropped his evil empire rhetoric in his second term and concentrated on building a legacy of peace and cooperation with the Soviet Union. In 1988, in Moscow's Red Square, I witnessed a sight I never expected to see. The two presidents, Reagan and Gorbachev, arm in arm, working an enthusiastic crowd. Reagan saying he no longer believed the Soviet Union to be an evil empire. In the case of the Bush-Putin relationship, it is not a matter of a dramatic reversal of policy. The two have been on good terms since their first encounter in Slovenia in 2001. But Mr. Bush is apparently determined to maintain the relationship in the face of Russia's drift towards authoritarian rule. The president clearly needs something other than Iraq in his legacy. This is Daniel Shore.